I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, 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 guys, to the after show for Avenue 5. You guys, I'm so excited for this show. We're covering episode 1. I was flying! That's what we're doing, guys. We're talking the gravity flip. Everybody knows that. Captain Not America, and of course Matt's freak out, which was ultimately my most favorite scene of this entire episode. We're also talking our special segment In Space, and of course our news and gossip. But first, my name is Tatiana Marisa, and I will be your host this evening. Now, we do have other people on the panel, but today you guys just get me, so it's you and me, and that's it. It's exciting, isn't it? So excited. Okay, first, overall thoughts of this entire episode. I was honestly have really high hopes for this, considering that Armando Iannucci was attached as the creator, because he was also with Veep, as you know, and Veep was like all together one of my most favorite shows and has been for a while. I was so sad to see it go. So the fact that he was on board for this show, and it basically came from, you know, it brought his dark humor to space, was my absolute favorite. So I really have high hopes for this, and that's one of the reasons why I am reviewing it today. First episode, hilarious already. So many one-liners. I wrote them all down, but I don't want the entire show to be me quoting one-liners. You guys can do that on Twitter and on the comments below. But I do want to talk about this whole gravity flip thing. Now, of course, every episode or every season has to start off with some gigantic problem. And instead of building up to it, we've just landed smack dab in the middle of it. So, of course, the gravity flip, the huge thing has happened in space. We don't know what caused it, but it obviously kind of called everybody out, which I love. Iris, who is one of my favorites, Susie Nakamura, who is played by Susie Nakamura, is hilarious, and she's basically like the only person who is serious on the plane, on the spacecraft, excuse me. And she, I think, kind of seems to be the only person who's actually keeping everything in check. She has her schedule, she knows what's going on, but she doesn't know the truth about everybody. And that's what I think is really interesting for the person who actually knows everything that's going on. And of course, we have Billy, played by Lenora Critchlow, who is awesome. And she is kind of like second captain, because her and Joe were just kind of working on the spaceship, and they seem to know what they're doing. And so I trusted them. Is that naive of me? Right off the bat. Anyway, they're basically like, and you guys, Joe is deceased. Like, we have a death in the first episode of the show. We didn't even get to really see his face. Like, that's it. So he's gone. Death by screwdriver, which was sad to see him go. But he was basically the real captain of the ship. And so now we have Billy, who is it all lands on. And she, you know, her diagram of this, you see how it's going. This is how it goes. Like, this is what she was doing. You know, it seemed accurate to me. I know nothing of space. So it seemed accurate. And then, of course, you know, after the whole gravity shift and everybody's having problems, and because they landed on top of each other, and the acupuncture guy, talk about the worst timing to have acupuncture is when you have a gravity shift in the spacecraft. So he lands on all the needles. And of course, you know, those hot stones fall on him. Best scene. They want to hand out gift bags for all the broken legs. So would that be sufficient enough? I'm not sure. Gift bags for broken legs. But it worked. Iris was on it, which was the whole point. I mean, she's on everything. And of course, we have the 25-second delay, which was not caused by the gravity shift, but it is still hilarious to watch, because you have an entire group of people who's in this very sophisticated, technological spaceship, which basically covers all of the boundaries. Everything that you need covers all areas. And so the fact that they have this 25-second delay is hilarious to me, because how frustrating is that for real to have an entire conversation? I can't get over it. It would be infuriating. So, you know, of course, that is what led to Joe's demise. But I digress. Talking about more shows that we do here at AfterBuzz, I really want to encourage you guys to check out the other shows here, because we are the ESPN of TV Talk and we cover so many shows and we love talking about what we're watching. And we know you guys do too. So please tune in, hit that subscribe button, give us 5 stars, comment below on what you guys think, because we like to keep the conversation going. So if you have anything to add for this show, as well as any other show that we do cover, because we cover a lot, please let us know and we will, of course, get back to you and respond. But until then, you're watching this show, Avenue 5. So talking about Captain Not America, who we find out he is not American, which I was totally wondering because I noticed right away this like random English accent that kept popping up by Ryan Clark, who's of course played by Hugh Laurie, and who's hilarious, who is on Veep as well, and is also best known for House. But he's our captain extraordinaire, who's basically been living a lie. He's basically an actor in real life who's playing an actor, playing a captain, which, you know, it's not cliche, guys. I know some of you are going, that's been done before. It has been done before, but not by Hugh Laurie. So I am loving this depiction. And I think it's great. And I just have to throw in some one-liners there. Are you Australian? No, I'm English. Well, that's so much worse. That was hilarious. And I would have never thought that that was an Australian accent. So hilarious. So he is actually an actor and was hired by Joe, who is the deceased Joe, rest his soul, to be the captain of the ship. But he knows nothing about captaining. But this isn't his first time around, because this is Avenue 5 and everybody was talking about Avenue 3. So apparently he's done this before and fooled everybody before. So he's a pro. I mean, I believed him. He's kind of reaching that like Captain Picard kind of essence. You know, I think that's where he drew from, because when he's sitting there on the right in front of everything, you know, at the control room, I guess you would say, of the ship. And Josh Gad's character says, oh yeah, he's really good. He knows his stuff. He really knows his stuff. And she's like, Billy's like, no, he doesn't. He doesn't know anything, as we just found out. So he's playing his job well, but he's definitely Captain Not America. So just remember that from now on. And I do wonder if this is something that's going to creep out later, if people are going to freak out. But he seems to be this calming, you know, easy on the eyes kind of captain that everybody looks to and keeps calm. You know, oh, well, if he looks good and speaks well, then it'll be fine. What does he say? He says, pay attention to my words, not my tone, as he's like freaking out about this because he has no idea what to do. And I love, of course, my overall most favorite scene was, of course, Matt when he freaked out. And Matt is played by Zach Woods, who is a hilarious character, who's a hilarious person, because I think he's the perfect person to play somebody who is like fighting with himself internally and just has these like moments of freak out because he plays kind of like this nervous, you know, yeah, fighting internally person. So I think he's hilarious, but he's like your ultimate customer service guy. So he's trying to appease all these people, yet not at the same time, because I don't think in the entire episode we actually saw him solve anything. So, you know, there's that. He kind of just listened to everybody. And then, of course, he's overwhelmed and just has this monumental freak out. And it's funny because these problems that he's trying to help these people with are so trivial. You know, you're already in space. This is like a luxury thing. You know, it's really cool. You're in space and you don't want to look out the window at space. You're looking, you want to have a screensaver on your window of something else, which I thought was hilarious because, you know, you're in space. Hello. Like I wouldn't want to have my screen of like my window look like something from home. I'm there to experience space. Obviously you can't like go run and play outside. So, you know, that was funny to me that they actually had a window display that was stuck on like industry mode for like 2 days, and she was super upset about it. So I thought that was hilarious. But overall, I think this show has a lot of potential. Now, this was only the first season, or excuse me, the first episode. And so there's still a lot that we have to get into. Of course, you know, they lay the foundations for the characters. I love the characters so far. So I'm excited to see where exactly they're going to take this, since we already start off with a death and this huge problem. So this trajectory of 3 years, 3 years now they're going to be in space it's going to be interesting to see if they even solve it, or if the entire season is them over the course of 3 years. Now that would be interesting. I do want to talk about our special segment, In Space. I'm so excited.
Launch sequence.
Here we go, guys. So, of course, everybody's trying to get to space in real life and have what exactly is going on going. So I want to list these four private companies that are actually racing to be the first commercial taxi service to take paying customers into space. We have Boeing, of course. We have Elon Musk's SpaceX, and Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, and Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic. So those are the four that are currently trying to have this taxi service to space. And the first flights will most likely be to the near edge of space, which is more than 100 miles above the Earth, where you can still experience like weightlessness and see marvel at the view of space, of course. And if you want to take a ride, you have to prepare for a sticker shock. Of course, it's going to be crazy expensive, okay? Virgin Galactic is selling tickets for $250,000. And I don't even know how long you're going to be in space or for, you know, what amount of time, or is it weeks? It can't be more than weeks, I would only assume. So $250,000. And at least 700 people have already signed up. Already. So tickets are selling fast. If you haven't already, take your tax return that's coming up and put it away. And then next year, take your tax return and put it away. And keep doing that till you can buy enough money for space. So just saying, if you want to go to space, now is the time. Apparently, Virgin Galactic is the one that is the go-to for right now. Personally, I would go for Elon Musk's, but that's just me. He hasn't fixed all of his problems yet, so... Somebody was complaining that he was littering space with all of his rockets. So I'm curious how many he's actually sent up there, you know. Anyway, on to our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
NBC News by Noah Berlasky. There have been other space spoofs like the Hitchhiker's Guide series and Airplane 2, the sequel. But these all had to do with like aliens, bigger problems, you know, scheming mice, killer computers. It all had to do with this. But the difference between those, because this, of course, is sci-fi, the difference between those and Avenue 5 is Avenue 5 is relentlessly small as life, and there's no monsters and there's no wormholes. And instead, the problems the crew faces are mostly caused by their own incompetence, failure to communicate, and unwillingness to accept that you can't change the laws of physics to suit yourself. And that is what makes this stand out. No one can fix anything. And if they tell you, if they tell you that they can, they're probably lying to get you to stop bothering them. And there are a lot of science fiction utopias and a lot of science fiction dystopias, but Avenue 5 perhaps offers the bleakest version, a future in which, without hope of escape, you're still being piloted through space by billionaire fools and their stooges. And that's why I like Avenue 5, is because it's not following all of these other science fiction, super sci-fi things with aliens and giant monkeys and, you know, weird things that they come up with. It's just has to do with, you know, the humans being fallible, immensely fallible. So that's what makes this so special. And it mimics Veep, which had the same kind of thing going on. So I am already in love with this series. So predictions, you guys, I don't...
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I don't really know. I mean, this is only the first episode. I wouldn't have predicted, like I said, that there would be a death or that there would be, you know, a gravitational malfunction. So that caused all the yoga people to go flying. So, you know, I predict that nobody is going to find out that the captain is an actor, and I believe that they're actually going to not solve the gravity problem, and I think this is something that we're going to see throughout the entire series, which is going to be hilarious in my eyes. There shouldn't be any more yoga or acupuncture for that matter, if that is the case. And of course, you know, Josh Gad's character, Judd, I think that he's going to come out as a fraud. People will see that he's just a techie who has all of this technology and comes up with these great ideas, but doesn't actually know what's going on. So his character, I think, is going to be fun to see develop into something, because he always says, you know, oh, who's the genius here? Who's the genius? Because this is all his, you know. He invented all of this. He made all of this. And I'm sure he funded it as well. So it'll be exciting to see where that goes. So that is the conclusion of my review for episode one, the first pilot episode of Avenue 5. And I'm so excited that I got to share it with you guys. I can't wait to do number two next week. And I will, of course, have more people. We will have more of a discussion. So if you want to keep the discussion going, please, please, please comment below, because I always talk back and love to talk more. So until then, my name is Tatiana Marisa, at Tatiana Marisa on all social media platforms. And I will catch you next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.